Righto, guys, this is huge. Massive news. So some of the biggest news to enter the Jimmy and Aith realm in a very long time. New podcast opener, guys.
Yep. You might have been listening to podcasts over the last week and it's just us doing this, really. And you go, I love a little something, a little bump. Grace, I don't make, you know, I'm going to ask to make you do one.
And that's fine.
And you do the face, no, you do the face of, God, I hope Jimmy doesn't ask me to do one. And every time, how long have you been on the show now?
3 years.
3 years.
Be great, if you could do it without being asked.
Well, no, yeah, that's what I want. I jump in and Jimmy's like, well, I was going to say
this
that.
Is like so.
This is when we're making noises. I'm not talking about when we converse on the show.
This is honestly like when my partner, when I do chores at home and my partner's like, yeah, but I wish you could do it without me asking. You know what I mean? Like she
you
asked
me to do a little noise.
She asked me to take the bin out.
Noise. See, was that hard?
Yes.
It was great.
Thank you.
What's with the voice?
I'm stressed.
Why are you? Because
I don't like making noises, but I do it.
That's a shame for Diana.
We've heard your bottom make a few noises.
No, you have not. Play the opener.
Here is the new podcast opener, everybody. Here we go.
So, didn't catch the show on
Saturday.
No worries. Here's what you missed on the Jimmy and Nath show. 2, 3, 4.
Bang, we're in, guys. Welcome to the Saturday pod.
So close. Grace still didn't get that. Delayed. You and me are like, Saturday. She's like, Saturday.
I panicked.
That's not even a noise. That's a word.
I know.
It's a day.
I'm so sorry. I thought I had more time and I didn't. Great opener.
My only regret in life is I wish I had more time.
That'll be in your gravestone, won't it?
No, Grace's gravestone will say, I told you I was sick.
No, it'll be like, finally I can sleep.
Oh, no, but I spent so much of my life sleeping and I don't regret it.
Except when you missed meetings with that boss.
Yeah,
Sorry, Sonda. Yeah, Grace slept through a meeting. If you're a regular listener to the podcast, we were talking on Thursday night's podcast and there was a to-do list for Grace to do. One of the things on it was organise a meeting with our boss. Grace did organise that meeting, right? It was on Friday. It was yesterday. And then slept through the meeting.
Fell asleep.
But you messaged us only 10 minutes before.
The worst part. I got up 10 minutes before. I went, great, got plenty of time before this meeting. Sent the boys a message being like, hey, guys, I'm awake. Immediately fell back asleep. And then I woke up being like, holy shit, I've slept through this meeting. Like, got up to message being like, I'm so sorry, everyone. Saw the message. I have no recollection of sending that message.
It's wild. You sleep so much. It's impressive.
I want to do it. I'll get it at one stage, but we've all got B-reels here at the team now.
Yeah.
And I do want to share them because Nathan and I are always out doing something and Grace's is just her sleeping.
Although you're having cocktails yesterday, weren't you?
Yes, I had an Aperol Spritz.
Ooh.
But I posted it late because if I'd posted it, like, I actually slept through when the B-reel went off.
Oh, Jesus.
That's the thing though, Nath. Yeah, it says when you're supposed to post it.
Yeah.
If Grace is doing anything else, it's because she's going, I don't want to post sleeping.
No,
I'll
be sleeping.
Is that why you're a bit dusty this morning on the show?
I'm dusty. I had plenty of sleep.
Eyes are a little red.
Are they?
Yeah.
Your desk is covered in water.
Did you give it a real go last night?
No, I didn't. I got Botox and I've had a headache since I got Botox. So
best way to fix that is with an Aperol?
The Aperol was pre-Botox.
Oh, so you went tipsy into Botox.
Are you supposed to drink before Botox?
No, you're not.
Botox? You're
not.
Yeah.
You're really not.
Well, stick it in me, Doc. Where am I?
One Aperol, though. It's fun.
Excuse me. This is a Woolworths?
Just here above the eyebrows. Sorry, miss. This is a petrol station.
This is the deli. What meats would you like?
I want to smile more. Yeah, you looking all right?
No, I'm fine.
Give us a smile. Yeah, nice.
No, it's not what you're about.
Oh, it's a frown. Give us a frown.
It's in the forehead.
But it takes a minute or two to kick in. He actually put in more than I usually get. No, the Botox. He put in more than I usually get, and I was like, oh, geez.
Oh, it's good. There's no lines there, which is good.
No, that's what I want. So thank you.
I think lines really add character to your face, though. Don't you reckon?
They do.
Yeah, but
age,
the frown line
gracefully
just makes me look angry. I don't mind smile lines. I'm like, I'm willing to age with those because they're like, wow, Grace smiles and laughs all the time.
But you
I also
don't.
Frown
you
all
always
the time,
frown.
And I don't want that to be my legacy. So
your legacy.
Yeah.
And we're back to the headstone again.
You'll be dead, mate. We can put whatever we want on it. Grace Guard,
you're not
known for
be
frowning.
In charge of my headstone.
Yeah, we
also,
are.
There's no way that you guys are outliving me, so.
No, we I'll tell you what'll happen. They'll just be like, oh, she's dead. And it's like, no, she's just been asleep.
Yeah, you'll be buried. They'll be putting you in a box and you'll be like, and we're like, wait, she's still awake.
Oh, she was just sleeping.
She just didn't want to put it on her B-reel.
Oh, look, it's a great show. You're really in for a treat this morning. We've got Craig David on the show. We asked people to honk their horns, some great horns around Australia.
Great horns.
We also asked, what did your partner band? Some good stories. Cracking show, guys. Yeah, cracking show.
Great show. How good's Craig David, by the way? What a good bloke.
He's so lovely.
Mad dog.
Won't say who, but we were chatting to someone, Nath. And they said that they interviewed Craig David, another radio show, and they said the worst interview they'd done.
What?
Yes.
He was so lovely.
He was great.
I think that goes to show, though, that like...
It's all about the interviewer. What?
I was going to say, you can get people on an off day, but you're so right, Nath. It's all about the interviewers.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Oh, yes. Get up, get moving. Good people of Australia, your weekend boys are back. Jump on board. Welcome to Saturday. If you don't know us, hey, how you going? We're Jimmy and Nate. And the beautiful lady is producer Grace.
Good morning.
Where's the beautiful lady?
I'm here. Can you see me?
You've actually done a bit of work this morning, Jimmy. You look beautiful. You have a fresh shave, or what's the go there? You're looking, doing some skincare regime?
I'm not in the, for those who don't know, I'm not in the studio with the team. It's all right.
He does
Jimmy
the show
still
from
loves
the...
Nathan Grace. We're just trialing something.
He does the show from the car park now. It's an issue, but we're trying
to do the show from home. I don't want to leave. I'm somewhere. I'm in Hobart. The guys are in Sydney.
I'm in Brisbane. So. Grace is in Melbourne. And
just all over the shop. I hate to do this, Nath, but I really want to talk about the coffee I'm having right now because I know you don't have a coffee.
No, we do. We do. We have a coffee. We do have a coffee.
Stop it. Okay, good. Yeah. Because I want to do a coffee chat. How good
Hang
is
on, wait.
Wouldn't be commercial FM radio if we didn't have a sound effect for every time we spoke.
God, he's good, that button guy, isn't he?
The ding makes it even better. No, how good is a good coffee? Like a good coffee when you're a little tired, right up there for me. Hey. Like in the feelings of life, it's right up there for me. Like needing to do a wee when you're busting. I'm talking, that's living.
Hey, not a bad observation from you to kick off Saturday morning. How good is a coffee when you're tired?
It is. You know what it is actually, though.
It's good. It is very good.
I'll be honest, ours isn't that good.
Look, I wasn't going to say it because Jimmy was riding his beautiful coffee high.
I know. I didn't want to bring it down like we've got a crap coffee.
But I think, no. Go, lean into the crap coffee because I think it only proves my point even further. Because a good coffee... It's so great, but a bad coffee, you don't want that. You know what I mean?
You are Confucius this morning, I tell you. You figured
Pull
it out.
Pull my back, I am full of quotes. You know what I mean? Oh. Don't look on the wrong side, look on the right side.
Do you write fortune cookies? Because if not, there is a huge opportunity for you.
Sorry, Hallmark has me under lock and key. I do cards.
You're doing inspo cards.
Yeah.
That's why he can't make it in here because the factory's in Hobart where he's writing. So...
Pulling a shift. Also, daylight savings, guys, for those states that believe in it or participate in it, it's going to be changing tonight. You're all losing an hour of sleep.
Yeah.
So tomorrow morning, to make this full circle, you're really going to need a cup of coffee because you'll be a little bit tired. You'll lose that sleep.
And a good cup of coffee, hey? And a good cup of coffee. You know, this morning...
Let's go back to Grace. She was applauding me for that little loop close. Thank you. I thought you'd both be stoked with that. Nath just ignored it, pushed on through. That's fine.
Hey, mate, I limit you to 4 quotes a show. That was number 5, so we're moving on.
The Jimmy and Nath Show Podcast.
Yeah, you're going to be back. I just realised we weren't here last weekend, were we? It was like a little best of.
Yeah.
So if you're just we do during the week, so we do late nights. We're on 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. But if you're just a weekend fan, thanks. And we're back live. Look,
if we were live, we couldn't do this.
Because we just edited it out.
We wouldn't leave it in. We're not silly.
Don't make me ask producer Grace. You've got to do one when we do one. Thank you.
That's good.
I just texted you. Do you guys see the little message I sent through? It's the official first images of King Charles III on the coins. So this photo I sent you guys is from the Royal Mint in the UK, but the Royal Australian Mint has confirmed they will be using the same effigy of King Charles III. What do you think of the old fella's face?
I'm having a look. I'll be honest, I'm a little bit underwhelmed.
I don't like it at all.
Because
look, why do we need to change it? What's wrong with Queenie?
Well,
she exists.
That's the whole thing.
Oh God,
are you catching up on the news?
Oh
or?
Wait, what, guys? I know we've been off for a couple of weeks, but what's
mate, the Queen's not with us.
What? What do
we
you
let
mean?
Her go. Yeah, we let her go.
That's what that whole thing was about on TV. Mm. No, but I reckon just leave Queenie on there. Why do we need...
No, that's the whole thing about changing of the monarchs. They've got to change it over because he's the king now. But I feel like he's not putting in heaps of effort. Like, the Queen had, like, a crown.
Smile. Would a smile kill you?
She looks quite regal and, like, royal. And if you're going to do, like, the full royals on coins, you want them to look like royals. This just looks like a guy.
You're so right. He could have dolled himself up. Maybe, like, an earring. Like,
well,
a...
he can wear a crown.
I'd love an
earring. He's the king.
Yeah, crown. You're so right. I thought an earring just to be a bit different. Because they all wear crowns. How many of them have, like, an earlobe piercing? You know what I mean?
Everyone does crowns. What about a gold chain and a nose piercing?
Or just an old white rat's tail running down the back of his neck.
That'd now, look, great. If you do want to see the photo of old Charlesy on the coin... you can head to our Instagram at Jimmy and Nath. I've chucked it up on the Instagram story. I've told you guys this already, but maybe people might have missed it because it was a couple of weeks ago because Nath forgot the Queen died.
This has blown my mind, guys.
In keeping with tradition, each monarch, so when there's a new king or queen, they face a different way on the coins.
Mm.
Obviously, we haven't had that for a while because Queenie was around for quite some time, but Charles will be looking left, whereas Queenie was looking right.
Right. Wow, okay, that's good. Well, I tell you, I hope the Swans win the grand final because that's obviously that's happening this weekend. Has that already happened?
I had no idea where you were going with that. I'm like,
it was a very clear bit. Come on.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
It is the Jimmy and Nate Show. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to your weekend as well.
Oh, jeez. Bit sore this morning.
Well, you did a big session last night,
big.
Did you?
Did the old midnight run?
You went and did some laps at the pool, did you? It's just 11 p.m. 500 metres.
There's some 3 a.m. lappies. Oh, jeez. Feel good tomorrow, though. Yeah. I want to ask now, 131060, what did you ban your partner from doing? Nath, producer Grace, this is after relationship expert Jake Maddock. We all know Jakey. He says coupled men and women should not be going out with their friends, claiming that you should be doing everything with your partner. Thoughts, team?
I completely disagree
hate
with that.
This.
Yeah, this is the dumbest thing. This person's
is
an
this
expert.
Is this guy in a relationship?
Yeah, clearly not.
You know what? He's not.
Yeah, shock me. Shock me, Maddock.
So self-described tough love relationship coach, Jakey Maddock, known for his controversial opinions on dating. He also believes the earth's flat. He's urged couples to ban boys and girls nights out. He believes that if you are acting single by going out with your mates, making it impossible to have a healthy relationship. Not a fan of the old time with your friends.
Okay, spending time with your friends and acting single, completely different things.
100%. If you're going out with the boys and acting single, maybe there's an issue there.
It's a completely different thing.
But if you're just going out with your mates, I don't see an issue with that.
A relationship expert has banned hooking up with someone else when you're in a relationship. Wow, he's cracked it. I tell you, he's cracked it.
He said you shouldn't be going out trying to hook up with other people if you're in a relationship.
Yeah. Unless that's, you know,
unless you're
part
into
of
that.
Your relationship. That's fine too.
Absolutely.
If you're in an open relationship and you've, you've signed that contract and you've made that agreement, then that's fine.
Absolutely.
But no, I'm not a fan of this. I did think, though, it is common, I think, for, your partner to ban stuff. Now, we have a little an email that goes around for the team. Our audio producer, Bones, unfortunately doesn't work with us on weekends. Must be nice.
Yeah, we've banned him.
But he sent one, which I love. His partner bans him from folding the clothes because he doesn't fold the clothes correctly.
That's so good.
I love this. Do you guys ban your partners? Have you been banned from doing something?
I'm banned from several things. I mean, but I ban my partner from being on her phone when we're watching a movie. I mean, well, I try to put in that ban, but she never abides by it the whole time. Like last night, we watched The Departed. Great film.
My favourite movie.
And you know what? That's what I said about four times. And my partner, May, keeps going, we get it. It's Jimmy's favourite movie. And I go, babe, we've got to watch it.
Sorry. If you're about to tell me that Meg was on a phone during The Departed, it's like the greatest piece of cinema.
Exactly.
There's so much action. There's so many great actors. Oh, there's so many great moments.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
How could she be bored enough to be on a phone?
Leo, Matt Damon, Alec Baldwin, Mark Wahlberg. Jack Nicholson.
Golf on the brain.
Were you on the phone?
So
I've banned her from that. She doesn't listen to me, but she's banned me from several things, many, many things.
Producer Grace?
I have banned my partner Diana from doing a number two while I'm taking a shower. Because I don't mind a number one.
That's
but when
fair.
You're having a shower and, you know, you're lathering up your hair and it's all steamy and nice and then someone comes in and just... kills the vibe immediately.
Yeah, no, that's...
Babe, I love it when you're in the shower.
And the smell.
Yeah, not good.
Jim, what you're about to say, yes, exactly, that happened when I was in the shower at producer Grace's house and she came in and dropped a number two.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we all had a bit to drink, but Nath had to have a shower at Grace's once and Grace came in and did a... Yeah.
This is a rumour that started a long time ago. It's not true.
Confirm, mate.
Mate, I had played footy and I came to your house and had a shower. We were there for a nice dinner and then you just came in and go, oh, sorry, mate, don't mind, mate. Anyway, you enjoying the dinner.
In Grace's defence, I don't think she really needed to go to a number two. I think she was just trying to
have
a little look.
Oh, mate,
you know what I mean?
I'll tell you what, then she's a good actor, if you know what I mean, then. She's a great actor.
She was making the noise with her mouth. She goes, oh, are you in the shower? I didn't know.
13.
Do you need a hand?
Get out of here. Wash your hands first, you mongrel.
The Jimmy and Nath Show Podcast.
Just ask 131060, what do you ban or did you ban your partner from doing? This is after I saw a story about a relationship coach who said you should ban your partner from going out with their friends. So if you're a bloke, you should ban your partner, you know, going out, having a girl's night. You should ban the blokes going out, having boys' nights.
On up with the boys.
We just don't agree with that. So
no, it's horrible advice. It's probably some of the dumbest advice I've ever heard. Everyone needs your time with your mates. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Currently my girlfriend's trying to ban me from eating ice cream. Because apparently I ate it too much. Every night? Is that too much?
Well,
Who knows?
You don't eat ice cream. You inhale ice cream. Like it is remarkable.
Yeah, I do eat it a weird way. I put it in the microwave, melt it, put a straw in and just...
You just
it's like a soup.
You make us go, here's to Jimmy, he's true blue.
He's an ice cream for... I thought we could hit the phones and just see potentially what Australia is banning their partner from doing.
All right, Pete from the Goldie. G'day, Pete. We got you there.
G'day, guys. How's it going?
We're good, mate. What have you been banned from by your partner?
No, I've banned my partner from bringing any laptops, any iPads, any phones to bed because I have to get up at 4:30 every morning. She doesn't have to go to work at 10 o'clock and she sits there watching multimedia, watching movies on her laptop, giggling her ass off and I can't sleep.
It's Pete, fair enough, Pete.
True story. So last night, I think my alarm went off at about 4:45 this morning to get in the studio. And I'm trying to go to bed. My partner has come to bed. And by the way, Pete, I told my partner, you don't have to come to bed. If you want to sit out in the lounge and watch TV or be on your phone, that's fine. But she chooses to come to bed and then just sits on TikTok and just scrolls and laughs. Right.
And you, all you hear is them giggling or go, oh. And you go, what the? I've got to get up in the morning, man. So you know what I do now? Before I go to bed, I'll take all her equipment and I hide the shit.
If you can't use it correctly, you can't use it at all. Karen from Sydney, what have you banned your partner from, Karen?
Chewing gum.
From chewing gum?
Chewing gum.
Right, okay.
He's not allowed to chew gum.
This is...
Sometimes he chews it and I don't realise. And then I'm thinking, what is he doing? He's not allowed to... The way he chews, the open mouth, it drives me crazy.
What kind of chewing gum does he chew, Karen? Are we talking like Hubba Bubba and he's blowing bubbles or is it like extra?
No, just like extra.
Right.
It's like extra, but he'll put like three in his mouth and I love chewing gum. So every time I take out one, I forget and I offer it. And then after he's put it in his mouth, I say, no, spit it out. You're not allowed to have it.
Spit it out like a fucking dog.
Because the minute he starts chewing, it just gets louder, open mouth and louder. And I think, oh my God, what have I done? So I have to take away chewing gum in the car and so forth because I don't want him chewing gum.
Yeah, it's like you've had to give up chewing gum, Karen, just so he won't have it.
Oh, no. I'm addicted to chewing gum. I'm chewing gum.
Do as I say, not
just
as I
chewing,
do.
Yeah, chewing in front of him. You like this? You like this? Well, you can't have it.
Dan from Ipswich. Hi, Dan.
Hey, boys. How are you?
We're good, mate. What have you banned your partner from?
Mate, I've banned my missus from cooking.
Oh, dear. Okay. What's happened in the past, Dan? Why is she banned?
Oh, so, when we first got together, we've been together about 7-8 months now. And, through the honeymoon stage, she'd try and help out and cook and stuff like that. And I'd sort of just eat it, trying to be nice. And, she couldn't cook to save herself. But and then we'd have leftovers that she'd pack for me work lunches and that. But I'd try on the wheelie bin and wheel to the bakery. But...
So Dan, how long were you lying to her by taking food to work but then throwing it out when you're at work?
Solid 4 months.
That's so good. Rachel from Tambourine, wrap things up. Rach, what have you banned your partner from?
From cleaning the toilet, actually.
From cleaning the toilet?
Okay.
Okay.
That's an interesting one.
Talk us through that, Rach.
So I asked him to clean the bathroom the other day because he always goes on about how I don't ask him to do stuff. Anyway, I gave him the responsibility of that. And then I asked him how he cleaned the toilet and he told me with toilet paper and water.
same way you clean your bottom.
Sorry. How old is your partner, Rachel?
He's 30 this year.
He's 30.
So does that mean his whole life that's what he thinks cleaning a toilet is?
Look, I don't know. I don't think he's actually ever cleaned one, to be honest. But I asked him, was he trying to dust the toilet or something? But no, apparently he was cleaning it.
Rachel, it's not as bad as me. I'm also banned from cleaning the toilet. You know how I clean it?
How?
I just flush it.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Please welcome producer Grace for some goss. Gossip Grace. Gossip Grace.
Gossip Grace. Lizzo has become the first and only person to play a crystal flute, which was owned by a former US president more than 200 years ago. So the Library of Congress granted... There's a bit in this, I'll guess.
The first person to do it, has she? How many people have tried?
Okay, no, I'll wait.
I'll do explain it. All right. The Library of Congress granted Lizzo approval to play the 209-year-old antique flute owned by the 4th US President James Madison at her concert in Washington earlier this week. And nobody had ever heard what it sounded like before this moment. So, like, nobody alive had heard what it sounded like.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Do people want to know what it sounded like? Was there a demand for this?
I hadn't heard of it before this moment, but... I guess. I mean, so who doesn't want to hear?
It's a flute made of crystal.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes. So I've got why?
Well, that's the thing. Because if you told me,
why did the fourth president go? You know what I need? A crystal flute.
Because if you told me, everyone's going nuts to see Guy Sebastian play Paul Keating's iron trombone, I'd be like, yeah. Like, I don't really care. You know what I mean?
I just don't know, because that would be quite hard to make a flute out of complete crystal. You know what I mean? Like, there's a bit in that. If you listen to the show and you don't know, flute's not usually made of crystal.
I actually have the answer. I didn't know this until I just Googled it now. So,
I didn't know it until I just Googled it.
It's something I didn't think about. I didn't stop to be like, why did he have a crystal flute?
Sorry, did you think? You brought this story to the show and went, crystal flute? Yeah, well, I'll just push past that bit.
I had one hobby.
You didn't think, your process of thinking was, Jimmy Nath won't ask about the flute at all.
That's the only part of this story that doesn't need any further explanation is the crystal flute.
So James Madison defeated DeWitt Clinton in 1812 to secure a second term in the White House. To commemorate his inauguration, a craftsman from Paris made him a crystal flute.
Okay.
How
did you not know that?
But why? Was he a flute enthusiast? Like, just
honestly,
an odd...
I don't know.
Okay. Just an odd thing to make and be given. But we'll ignore it and we'll get back to Lizzo.
Do you want to hear the audio?
Okay, please. Here we go. This is the famous crystal flute.
People are going wild. See, they love it.
Yeah, I can only hear people going wild.
There was more at the end.
We just made history tonight.
Lizzo,
I can't. So I'm yet to hear a flute.
More of
did
her
you not
talking.
Hear the flute at the start.
Yeah, but there's 23 seconds of cheering know, and her going.
I didn't hear the flute.
Flute
at the start. I didn't hear. I've only heard clapping and applause.
There was flute there.
Sorry. So what's the point of this story?
She did something that nobody's ever done before, and everyone's melting down on the internet because they're like, "How dare you play this antique flute?" But nobody had heard of it before this moment.
Did you do a lot of sleeping yesterday?
Yes, but I thought this was an interesting story.
No, it 100% hand on my heart, probably one of the most interesting things you've brought to gossip for a very long time. But I'm interested in said crystal flute. You've sort of ignored that and gone, "She played it, guys."
All right, do you want to hear? I've got a little bit more of her playing. Here we go.
Wow.
Hear that? Like, the flute really comes through.
No, okay.
There.
I'll tell you what we're going to do, right?
All
right. So we've got gossip tomorrow. We're back tomorrow, yep. Unless we get fired for this. So, Grace, your homework is to... I need crystal flute update tomorrow.
Okay. Was
he a flute guy? Like, was he always playing flutes?
Can I make her a request? Can she tell us off air?
Well, I mean... You're half the show, so if you want to do that, that's fine.
The Jimmy and Nath Show Podcast.
All right, Nath, get me the round of applause ready for a bloke who has had 25 UK top 40 singles, whoa, 9 UK top 40 albums, and has sold over 5 billion streams. Had 5 billion streams.
That's so many billion.
He's won 2 Grammys, 14 Brit Awards. He's also had Man of the Match at the 2008 Soccer Aid game.
Oh,
so he can ball. He's a baller. His brand new album, 22, came out yesterday. 22, for those that know, powerful number. Master Builder number. Also, self-confessed sneakerhead. Who doesn't love the smell of those fresh shoes? His dad, George, was a bassist in the reggae group Ebony Rockers, so he's always destined to be in music. He's coming to Australia in November for Fridays Live. Please welcome to the show the one, the only, Craig David!
Craig David! Can I firstly say that intro... Oh, that's the one. Oh. That's the one I need to do before I do my shows, you know. It's just love, man. I appreciate you.
Craig, just so you know, we're really good at intros and we're shit-ass at interviews. So
start high, yeah?
Yeah, just to the top. Also, I made all that up, so I can't believe I faked all of that.
Now,
that's crazy.
Interesting that you brought up that you're a sneakerhead as well, Craig, as well. Have you got what have you got on your feet at the moment? You got sneakers on at the moment? Are we barefoot? What are you wearing?
No. We're literally... If we can get up, it's just socks up here.
Just socks for the moment. Cool.
Not that you needed me to actually show you. I could have just said, I've got wearing socks. There was a completely unnecessary to break my leg up to show you my socks.
We've but, injured yeah, Craig.
I do like some sneakers. Never try to do a yoga pose while you're sitting in the chair. It's just not the one.
He's done a hamstring.
Flying.
He's ripped a hamstring. He's out 4 to 6 weeks.
I'm out of the World Cup now. I'm out of the World Cup. The man of the match thing is over now. I do like my trainers, man.
This is good.
The fresh smell, as you said, the
it's
best.
Good, man, isn't it? Oh, just open the box. But I don't know if you're like me. I do love my shoes, but then, you know, as soon as you buy them, I don't want to put them on. You know what I mean? I don't want to scuff them. I don't want to ruin them.
A man of my own heart. Do you know what I mean? I used to have, but back in the day, I used to box like, I'd get like, I don't know, some Nike Huaraches. First ones I ever got. They stayed in the box after my birthday for probably a good 4 or 5 months.
Yeah.
I was just too afraid to actually put them on. They went on in the house like a little, oh, look at my shoes, but never hit the concrete.
No.
Just stayed on the carpet.
Yeah, you appreciate them every now and then in your own house. This is really...
There we go.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Pristine.
That's why he's wearing socks, because they're in the box. He ain't putting them
on. There we go.
Craig.
Like, Craig, how do you keep your trainers so clean? I just don't put them on outside the house.
Don't wear them. Don't wear them. Hey, Craig, let's talk about the new album, 22, released yesterday. This is absolutely unreal. Talk us through it. What went into creating this album, an absolute wicked album?
Appreciate you, my man. Do you know what? It was throughout the pandemic, I had some time to, once everyone got sorted, like, and my friends, my family are okay, and I got that chomping at the bit to be creative in some way. Literally where I am right now in the studio, I've got a little setup. So I started to pen some songs and, you know, do a verse one day, maybe come back, do a chorus the next day. And I started listening to R&B and hip hop that I grew up listening to, which inspired me, put me on my Born to Do It kind of flex, like from back in the day. And the next thing you know, by the time we got to the end of the 2 years, I'd had like nearly 90 to 100 songs written. And we were like, I feel we've got an album here. Like, we can definitely whittle this down to, like, you know what I mean? And next thing you know, the album became 22. So it's got every song has earned its right to be on there. There's so much R&B, so much garage, dance records, but also had time lyrically to go there like I did on the first album, Born to Do It. So,
Craig, was there ever a point that you were like, I'm going to make an album with 200 songs?
Do you know what? I never in a million years thought that, and they were proper full songs. It wasn't like you got like a sketchy kind of verse. It was like, and it, weirdly enough, though, I've got to say, guys, that it reminded me of when I made my first album, Born to Do It. It was like my whole life up to the point of like 17 when I started to write, like actually put the vocals down.
Yeah.
So it, in a weird way, it was very reminiscent of that. Having time, no, you got to get out there. We've got to drop it before this date. I was like, no one's going anywhere right now. Like, so let me take the time with this.
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, it worked out well.
Is that, for those who don't know as well, you got What's Your Vibe, book coming out as well. Is that sort of like why they're coming out at the same time? Like they both sort of feel like, you know, big journeys. Like, you know, we're talking about 22 tracks, 22 years since your first album. You know, it's a very powerful number as well. Does it accompany that? Does the book sort of play a part of the album?
Absolutely. In a more serendipitous way than it would be me saying I planned it so perfectly that they would drop like a week out of each other. The album, weirdly enough, got pushed back. So it landed where it is now.
Yeah.
You've got the book that was like got pushed forward. So, and I'd finished that at the same time. And the funny thing is, I feel like the book accompanies it in a way that if you discover the book, I'm not out there kind of shopping it. You've got to check this book. It's just like, you know what? If you want to go a little deeper, that's not just some of the stories and the anecdotes from my music part of my career in the book.
Yeah.
But What's Your Vibe really is actually, let's get underneath the hood and unravel some of this imposter syndrome and actually experiencing depression. And how did it, mental health, and how do I have to keep on top of that? And physical pain, like excruciating pain that I went through that I talk about in the book, that was a pivotal part in my life. But at the same time, I was releasing singles and trying to be like, oh, no, I got this. It's all cool.
Yeah.
It was not cool, I can't tell you. And I felt like it was important to have those things that other people could resonate with and be like, oh, wow, I didn't know he was experiencing that. And also, I don't need to have the same pitfalls that he had.
Yeah.
Maybe I can swerve some of that stuff. So that's kind of really why I made the book.
Well, yeah, I mean, I haven't read it yet, but I'm really excited to, because, you know, when I found out about this, I was like, you know, so many celebrities release books, you know, a year or two into their careers. This feels like you've taken that time. You've talked about some really personal things. Like, this is a real book. This is, you know, you're peeling back layers and talking about things that you've never spoken about in interviews, and people, I guess, get to see a side of you that they may not know.
Absolutely. I feel like we're in a time, guys, where people have sort of, we're past the smoke and mirrors thing of like everything, the entertainment industry is all glitzy and it's all beautiful. Like, I can imagine that if you really broke down some stories behind the scenes of even in the entertainment world that you're in now, holding space for artists to come through and having your own show, people be like, really? Is that what you were going through, that when you were on air, when you said that?
100%.
And I think people, they connect with you. They're like, wow, there's human beings here, not this autonomous robot thing. And I felt like the more people talk about this, especially as a male and seeing the male suicide rates going up, and like, we have to talk about stop demonizing this whole having to try and be alpha and having to try and man up and all these kind of like words that are just like, come on. Sack that off. We're done with that.
100%. We've done the show. Like, I've talked about like battling depression, being on antidepressants and stuff, and people, and like I've talked about like bad times, and they go, "You're a comedy show. What? Yeah. You mean you were struggling?" I'm like, "Yeah, but it's also my job." You know what I mean? Like, we got to break down those stigmas, and that there's those pressures to be like, you should behave this way, you should act this way, you should do this.
Do you know what? It's so true. And the thing is, we can laugh. And as comedians, you can make people laugh. But we've seen that also with Robin Williams, right? He was making people laugh. Yeah. It's only when you get underneath what was some of the reasons that were maybe making him be so overtly making other people laugh, but not being seen himself. And I feel like there's a beautiful balance in this whole thing where you can listen. I will give the music, and I do that. That's what I do. I'll make you hopefully turn up at a party or at a festival or whatever. But just by having this book, it just means that if you want to check it out and go there, it's there. You may find it in a year's time, 2 years' time, or we may never find it, but it's there. And that, for me, was important to just offload it.
Absolutely.
You know?
Craig, do you think further down the line you'll release an audio version of the book? And if so, who would you read it yourself, or have you got somebody in mind that you – I think Stephen Fry would be perfect, just off the top of my head. David Attenborough.
Have
you given any thought?
Great voices, though. I'm not going to lie. I don't know if they'll land the story so well when they're talking about Rewind at Nottingham Carnival. So I'm sure he's going to read
different
that
line.
But it has come onto my radar about doing an audio, but I know I'll end up doing it myself because I think I'm the only one that can really like give it the expression that it needs for people to be like, okay, because I've listened to some audiobooks and I'm like, it's not quite the same here. No, this person, no. The tone of the voice, if it jars you from the start, you won't even get halfway through the first chapter. You'll just be like,
I'll do the audiobook, but I think it was like a question I read in an interview. You were doing a movie and you were like, nah, get that bloke from the Black Widow movie. He can play me.
Yeah. Don't go back and rehash your old songs to make them into remixes. Yeah. You could do it for other people's, but I find for doing my own would be like, that's a no go. And if you're going to playing yourself in your own movie, it could be a little bit peak too. Yeah. So
16-year-old Craig David. What's up?
Craig.
Yeah, exactly. Do me caked in makeup trying to pull that one off. It's not going to work.
Don't even worry. We've already enlisted the help of Brad Pitt and Leonardo DiCaprio for the Jimmy and Nath movie. So they're on.
Hey, now, my guys, now we're talking. Yeah. See? That's the level we're dealing
absolutely.
With.
Yeah, right at the top. Absolutely. Yeah. Now, we've got to talk about Fridays Live, of course, coming back to Australia to perform. This is huge. Performing alongside Malcolm Moore, TLC, Akon, Shaggy, Jay Sean. This is huge. Are they all going to get a copy of the book when you're out on the stage? Like, are you going to hand out signed copies or what's it go?
Do you know what? I promise you, I'm not going to be that guy. You know the one that's like, you're so... No, seriously, like slipping in conversation. Oh, and by the way, here's the book. And, you know, you set them. No. If you come to me, I got you. But I've got to say, by the way, guys, the way that you pattern these, the R&B Fridays, and not just because it's on the bill, I do love it because it just feels like the array of artists that you put on there who've got huge catalogs. I mean, Shaggy, you've got like tunes like Bjorn Macklemore.
Oh, yeah.
To be part of it and to be part of it again is just it's a blessing because I'm like, wow. You guys pull some artists together, man. Like you're not playing.
Well,
and then I'll leave it to you to do the book thing around the back. Like,
This is just us asking for the book, man.
Well, I can tell you now, Craig. Shaggy is stoked that you're not handing out copies because he's actually also releasing a book, and I think he's going to hand them out all through our Friday's Live.
I'm going to let him be that guy. I'm just going to be the. I'll pull back,
hype man,
and not be the bookseller. Shaggy, I love your book, man. I'm just going to. I come to perform today. Like, Craig, we don't need the bookseller out here. We're calm. We're good here.
Oh, absolutely. Look, Craig David, we absolutely adore you. Massive round of applause. We cannot wait for you to come back to Australia for Friday's Live. You are a true superstar. Go and check out the new album released yesterday, guys. It is called 22, the new book, What's Your Vibe? It is an absolute belt as well. Craig David, as always, mate, we love you. Thanks for joining us today.
Love you guys too. Thank you.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Oh, Australia, good thing. Good morning. Welcome to your weekend. Welcome to the Jimmy and Nath family. Of course, welcome back to us, guys. Back on the airwaves. We were sorry we weren't here last week, but you know what? We're back and we're here and we're live with you right now.
We're live. Yes, we're here. We're live and we'll be here and live tomorrow. Speaking of tomorrow, daylight savings starts for those that believe in it.
Now, this confuses me every single year, and every single year for the last 12 years, Jimmy's had to explain to me how it works.
Here we go again. So,
Jim, lose sleep or what's the go?
If you're living in New South Wales, Victoria, SA, Tasmania, or the ACT, your clocks will be put forward 1 hour, meaning you will lose an hour of sleep tonight.
Ah, okay, right.
So gone.
Gone.
Though, you know what? Shout out my mum. I love her, Sue. We love my mum.
Yeah.
She's a Queenslander. She rang me and she goes, remember to put your clocks forward. And I went,
automatically, Sue.
Yeah. Mum, I don't think I've put my clocks forward since I was a boy.
Yeah.
And you were, like, I was living at home with you. Like, it's all digital now. And she goes, yeah, can't trust it.
You never know what they're thinking. It's funny. My mum says it to me every year as well. And even when I was a kid, I wouldn't do it. I was like, Mum, it was you. The only one that doesn't change for me is the microwave. And I don't really care.
Or the car. Nah. Yeah. But then you just wait six months and it's fine
exactly.
Again.
Exactly.
Yep, nah, that was what I was going to say. So.
Oh, sorry.
I don't have anything to add.
You don't have to apologise. Great minds, mate. We could all think the same thing.
Yeah. I was like, my car? Oh. And then I was going to do a bit how I just leave it for six. Oh.
Just. Yeah. Same brainwave, Jimmy.
Yeah. No, we are. People don't know Jimmy and Grace are the same person.
So my mum lives in Queensland. And did I tell you? Oh, no, you don't. See, you beat me to that one. on the way.
Do you guys know it's the daylight savings tonight?
Happy Saturday. We're back on the air. on the way for you, 8
a.m.
Coming
up, Craig David. RB Friday's Live.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
And Jim, a Sydney woman, get this, has been fined almost $400 for honking her horn too aggressively. $400 fine. The 85-year-old is taking her case to court.
Yeah. Sorry, rewind.
Yeah, 85. 85 years old, and she was fined by police for honking a horn. The poor little ditty. I know.
I mean, yeah.
Taking her case to court, understandably, after police alleged they claimed her honk was too aggressive when a car pulled out in front of her. So apparently under New South Wales law, which I didn't know, you can only honk if you need to warn other road users about the position of your car or get animals off the road. But police allege that Miss Smith beeped for too long.
Grandma.
That's where Nan went. She's, yeah. She's been beeping her horn. So apparently, yeah, $400. This 85-year-old lady for honking her horn too aggressively.
I don't know. I mean, yeah, I didn't know. I did see this story. I didn't know it was an 85-year-old. I just find it hard to believe that an 85-year-old would continuously honk their horn for that. You know, all the old ladies I know are quite sweet. Yeah. So
sorry, how many old ladies do you know? You've got like a coffee group or something that you go
No. I'm always getting in early at the RSL. Prawn night.
To the 4 PM prawns.
Dinner.
Some keno.
Oh, don't get me started. I'm a slapping the pokies.
Now, here's the thing.
Obviously, gamble responsibly.
Yeah, of course. Look, here's the thing. This is what I want to do. 13 10 60. Australia, jump on the phones right now. I want people to call the show and I want you to honk for us. I want the good people of Australia to jump on the phones right now and honk for us because, Jim, I want to test how aggressive people's horns are. Because I don't think horns are inherently aggressive.
Sorry, I love this. Mm. I cannot be more around this. I think this is going to, I haven't even heard it yet.
Yep.
It's going to go up there with the best things we've ever done.
Mm.
But I will say, just to rewind again, isn't it illegal in the States?
No one from Sydney can call.
Unless
or honk
you're
at your own risk.
Well, no, like if you're in like a private area, you know, yeah, a private car park, your own home, because I guess you could horn there.
Oh, yeah, pulled yeah. over responsibly. You know what I mean? Yeah, you're well, not no, actually we don't
want,
driving.
We don't, sorry, we don't yeah. want people on Bluetooth driving.
No, exactly.
Blasting their
no,
horn.
No, pulled over responsibly, particularly if you're in New South Wales, because we don't want anybody fined. But the whole purpose of this is to ensure people don't get fined for having aggressive horns. Because, Jim, I feel like you and I will be a good test of this as people who listen to stuff every day. Sound effects, talking. You know what I mean? All that kind of stuff we hear every day. So I feel like you and I would be a good judge of aggressive horns. Do you agree?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, because I think it is, it's the type of horn that you have. I find aggressive horns aren't, I don't know, like you could hold your horn down and it's like one of those.
Exactly.
Like that's not aggressive. I think it just comes down to your car.
You can well, that's the thing. You can barely even hear
my
horn.
Are we going to rate people's horns, aggressive or not?
I think that's the thing. I think you and we need to, and we need to come to a consensus together.
Yeah, because I think, we want to help out the people of Australia to know if their horn is aggressive or not.
Absolutely. So if so they are driving in New South Wales, they don't get in trouble.
Yeah, if you're if you're an 85-year-old travelling to Sydney.
So if you, I mean, look, if you're in Perth and you want to call 131060, you're doing the big drive. You know what I mean?
Thinking about doing the drive across, guys. I just want to make sure my horn's okay before I get there.
All right, 131060, good people of Australia. Jump on the phones right now and honk your horn for us because Jimmy and I, we're going to try and help you and try and decide whether you have an aggressive horn or not. This is a public service, a Jimmy and Nath public service. 131060, honk for us, guys. It's Jimmy and Nath. Good morning.
The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast.
Just ask the question, 131060, do you have an aggressive horn? We need the good people of Australia to give us a call right now, 131060, because we want to help them out, Jim. There was a poor old 85-year-old lady. She's been fined $400 for honking her horn too aggressively. Too aggressively. So, Jim, you and I, she was in New South Wales, so you and I just want to help out the people of Australia, be they from New South Wales or driving through New South Wales to make sure they don't have an aggressive horn.
Yeah, because we were talking, like, every horn's different, and I think a lot of people probably don't know that. So every car horn is made different, so they all sound different, and I think some horns are aggressive, some horns are not aggressive.
Absolutely.
So Nathan and I, we spent a lot of time driving around this beautiful country. We spent a lot of time with sound effects and knowing, you know, what we can and can't play on the show. So using our detective skills, we can tell you, Australia, if your car horn is aggressive.
And Jim, you and I need to agree on it just so we can help out these people
as well. Let's get through as many. Producer Grace, let's get through as many as we can.
All right, let's go to Sam from Hobart. G'day, Sam, we got you there.
Oi, oi, boys.
Oi, oi, Sam. Thank you for using the official greeting of the show. We appreciate it.
But no one uses.
But no one uses. Okay, Sammy, first things first, what kind of car have you got?
It's a new i30N.
An i30N, right.
Now,
okay.
I don't know what the horn sounds like either.
What do you mean? You don't know what the horn
sounds like? Because it's brand new to me. Well, it is brand new. I don't know what it sounds like.
So this is okay. The first time you will honk the horn, Sam, live on the air?
Yeah.
Oh, this is,
I love this.
What a moment. We're taking your horn virginity. This is... Okay, all right. We love this. All right. Now, Sam, I need you to honk that horn as loud... I mean, as loud as you can, so we can determine whether or not that's aggressive or not. Over
you. Do you want, like, a short one or you want a long one?
Mate, that's up to you. Your choice.
Long one. Long Sammy, one. Go long.
Long.
Go long.
Go ahead, Sam.
Ready?
Here you go.
Ready?
Not aggressive. Yeah. Absolutely not.
Okay. No, it's not aggressive. So aggressive.
Sound like a tricycle.
If anything, yeah, you'd sell the car. I don't know if it's too late,
Jim,
but take
I'll be
it
honest,
back.
I didn't even talk to you about that one. I think we were in agreement.
Yeah, it was 100%. It's like,
Tegan from Melbourne. Hi, Teagues.
Hi, how you going?
We're good, Teagues.
That was a little bit embarrassing, wasn't it?
Yeah, what? Yes. It was, Tegan. It was.
I've got tears in my eyes. My daughter's here with me, Zara. Oh. She thinks it's hysterical.
Hello, Zara. All right, now, Tegan, what kind of car have you got?
Mercedes GL.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Do you use your horn often, Teagues?
Oh, yeah, I think I do.
Right.
Especially if someone gives it out to me, I will give it back.
Good. I like that. Now, before Nathan and I listen to your horn, do you think it's an aggressive horn?
Oh, I think it could be a little bit feminine, but I'll give it a go.
Can't be worse than Sam's. So, all right, Teagues, when you're ready, give us a horn.
Am I only allowed one beep or am I louder?
Whatever you take, listen to your heart.
Here we go. I'm nervous.
Here
ready?
Go ahead. Oh, my God. Are you driving an 18-wheeler?
You got a truck? Oh, that is so aggressive.
This is Ice Road Truckers. Tegan.
I don't want to go to the bat. I'm never cutting Tegan off again.
Jim, absolutely. Aggressive horn. Aggressive. Yeah? It's an aggressive horn, Tegan. So, Tegan, do not drive that Mercedes in New South Wales at all, because you will be fine. Dave from Brisbane. Hi, Dave.
How you going, guys?
We're good, mate. What kind of car have you got?
I got a Dodge Ram and a slightly modified horn.
Oh, okay. So you were you unhappy with the previous horn, Dave?
Oh, look, I'm a pretty aggressive driver.
Okay. So
I like to be known on the road.
Okay. So you believe this car horn is very aggressive?
Oh, look, if you guys were giving out prizes today, I'm pretty sure I'll take the cake.
Okay.
Okay.
Are we giving away a prize? No, we are.
For the most aggressive horn. Yeah. Okay, well, you've got
to find something.
Okay, you're in a Dodge Ram as well, so I'd imagine that's a big car, so I imagine this is going to be a big horn, and you've customised it too. All right, Davo, give us your horn.
Do you want a big one, long one? What do you want?
Up to you, mate, whatever you feel.
Listen to your heart, Dave.
Here we go.
That, I take back what I said. That is a truck horn.
Dave, that sounded like...
That is a truck horn.
That was an AFL siren. You just finished the match.
It's full time at the Gabba.
The Jimmy and Nath Show Podcast.
Jim, just before we were talking about aggressive horns and we had some absolute belters in terms of aggressive horns, because we're doing a bit of a public service, just letting people know if they're aggressive or not.
Yeah, you can get fined in the state of New South Wales for honking your horn aggressively. Now, we feel here at the Jim and Nath Show that some horns are aggressive, some aren't. So as Nath said, Australia, we were asking you to call and we'll rate your horn. We got another one, Nath.
Yeah, so we had Tegan. Hers sounded like it was a 18-wheeler truck. And then we had Dave, who sounded like an AFL full-time siren.
We had some very aggressive horns.
All right, this is Nifty Nev from Mornington. G'day, Nifty Nev. We got you there?
G'day, boys. I'm here. This one will take the cake. Don't worry about that. I'll be locked up for 5 years in New South Wales.
Okay, just quickly, Nifty Nev. What kind of car have you got?
I got a Ford Ranger 2015, but this is a customised aftermarket horn.
Okay.
Can I let it go?
Okay, go ahead, mate. Here we go.
Houston has it, baby.
Oh, Nifty Nev.
Can we hear
it? I didn't mean to ask.
The Jimmy and Nath Show Podcast.
Jimmy and Nath are on in the land down under. During the show, the boys have thunder. Can you dial, can you call the number? They wanna know.
So where the bloody hell are you?
Yes, thank you, Lara. Australia, it's a very simple question. 131060. Jump on the phones right now and answer this. Where the bloody hell are you? Where are you listening to the show? Give us your town, your city, your suburb. Tell us something different about it, something fun. What's it known for? Because we got to put you on a map, guys. 131060.
Yep.
Just when you talk about the map, you think about the map, or
yeah,
do we even bother mentioning it?
I think we've had two maps.
Yeah,
it's October, mate. It's the first of October.
Been about 6 months.
No, ten months.
Ten been months.
Hello, excuse me.
Oh, here we go.
The reason I don't do it every time is because we only add three people, and if I did it every time and just added three little dots, then
yeah,
would,
but sorry,
it would look
haven't
like
you
the same map every time?
Haven't you only done two maps?
I've done two. Yes.
All right, 131060. Australia, you jump on the phones right now, and all you need to do is answer this question. Where the bloody hell are you? Give us your town, your suburb, your city, whatever it is. Why do you love it? Something fun. We'll put you on the map, allegedly. Next.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
So where the bloody hell are you?
Yes, thank you, Lara. It's an easy question to answer, but it's one we absolutely need you to answer for us, Australia. 131060, as Lara puts it so well.
Where the bloody hell are you?
Where the bloody hell are you? This is the thing. The bosses never gave us a list, did they, Jim?
Yeah. Bosses never gave us a list, and our producer never gave us a map. Sorry, she never gave us a third map.
And Lara never gave us the permission to use that either. But anyway, we did a lot of things. Jackson. Jackson, welcome to the show. We got you there, Jackson.
Hi.
Oh, yeah. How old are you, Jackson?
7.
7 years old. And where the bloody hell are you, Jackson?
Frankston BMX track.
Frankston
BMX track.
I love this. Okay. Now, Jackson, are you riding a BMX at the moment?
Yes.
It's impressive. He's on the phone while
with
riding
Amelia
a bit.
Aria.
Sorry, what was that, Jackson?
With Amelia and Aria.
Amelia and Aria.
I mean, obviously.
Couldn't forget them.
We all know Amelia and Aria. Two BMX bandits if I've ever heard it.
Absolutely. Future Olympians. I love this. Okay, Jackson, is the BMX track your favourite part of Frankston?
Yes.
Do you reckon the Jimmy and A show should come and broadcast from there, Jackson?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Lock it in.
Yeah.
If you give us the bike, we'll get on it. Hopefully there's pegs on the back.
Jackson, will we fit on your bike, do you reckon?
Yeah, maybe.
Alicia, welcome to the show. Alicia, we got you there.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, Alicia. Where the bloody hell are you?
I am in the beautiful Whitsundays, Airlie Beach, overlooking the Port of Airlie Marina.
Oh.
And the weather has been beautiful one day, perfect the next. We're jumping on a boat and going out to 74 Island. So take your pick. Whitehaven Beach, Hamilton Island, Daydream Island, Haven Island. Just get on a boat.
Alicia,
so,
normally...
So 74 Islands is the number of the islands. It's not the name of one island, is it?
No. But
yeah.
I would tell you, if the weather's good, come down to Above and Below Gallery at Port of Airlie. It's an art gallery taken by Brooke Miles, a local photographer, and she captures the Whitsundays at its absolute
most. Amazing. Alicia, can I ask a question about the 74 Islands? How quickly do you reckon, if Jimmy and I came out there to the Whitsundays, how quickly could we get around to all 74 Islands, even if it was like we touched the sand and run back on the boat?
Oh.
Could we do it in a day?
Well, maybe not. Maybe a couple of days, maybe.
So you reckon a weekend? A weekend?
You need a week.
A week.
Yeah, no, Alicia, you're right. We do need a week in the Whitsundays.
Yes! Well, Alicia...
No longer. 2 weeks.
Yeah,
two not... weeks. No, I reckon...
That way you could pop on ocean rafting, Red Cat. They'll get you out there fast.
Absolutely. I heard three months. You're so right,
three
Alicia.
Months?
That's exactly what
you said. Right.
100...
Get on anywhere that you... Boat.
What's that? Yeah. Half a year? Yes, absolutely. Yeah. We can
move the show to the Whitsundays? Fine, I'll do it. But only for you.
That might be one of the first times that the where the bloody hell are you caller has just made the entire country mad and jealous.
Hey, look, it is time for the show ratings. So we finish each and every show. We rate the show out of 10 and give our reasons why.
Yes.
I reckon, I mean, if you missed it, we'll chuck the podcast up. We had Craig David on.
Yes.
Craig David.
Craigie, I think he goes by. At Friday's Live.
Just, yeah, he's here for, well, he will be here later for Friday's Live. Just an absolute legend of a bloke. I really enjoyed our chat, Nate.
Good guy, isn't he? We almost injured him as well. I mean, head to our Instagram at Jimmy Nate. There'll be a video up there shortly where you can see how and why we almost injured Craig David, yeah. Even though it was a Zoom call. How did we manage that?
Tore a hamstring. So keep an eye on the socials. With that and rating horns, I'm giving it a 10 out of 10.
Oh, mate, it's a big horny 10 out of 10 from me as well. Phenomenal horns from the good people of Australia. Producer Grace?
I was very impressed by people's horns. People have unique horns.
They do have unique horns,
yes,
don't they?
10 out of 10. Well done, everyone.
Oh, 10's around, everybody.
Oh, just 8 out of 10.
Oh, wow. Oh, changed.
Yeah, changed. Yeah, well, we did cover the map situation. Mm. We've had two maps. It's the 1st of October. We've got two maps in 10 months.
A map will be going up today.
No, it won't.
Don't lie.
Adios, Australia.
That's it. But don't worry, you can follow Jimmy and Nate on the socials at Jimmy and Nate and catch the show weekdays from 9 p.m. across the Hit Network and on the Listener app. Or if you see them, just give them a little kiss.